You're now listening to episode 4 of I'm an Adult Now What.
What's up? It's Jade. I'm kind of really sick right now, so just a heads up, I sound really weird, but I'm gonna do my best, because it's been a minute. I just got back from Mexico, and it was a great trip. I might talk about it, soon on a different episode, because it was a very, eye-opening experience with my friend Lexi. But, for this episode, it is really just about me giving another, life tip, or whatever, because I read this amazing book. So my friend Ciela told me that one of her favorite books is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. I'm going to put that in the description because I can barely talk right now. So I was like, okay, I have to check this out because Ciela knows her stuff. Shout out to you. Oh god, I sound like such a smoker right now. So basically when he says an agreement, he means like you've accepted something, like information that has been passed along to you, and you've accepted it and agreed upon it as if that is the truth, like facts, the way things are, whatever. I hope that makes sense. This is very vague. But yeah, basically your belief system is based off of all these little kind of rules that you've agreed upon because your parents taught you it or society just taught you it. And I guess that can mean anything, accepting that it's okay to eat cows, but it's not okay to eat dogs. That's something that you just kind of are but that's something that you were taught to believe. And in other cultures, that's not necessarily the case. So the one agreement that I wanted to focus on, because I don't want to just read the whole damn book because that's probably illegal, but you should read the book for sure. But I just wanted to focus on the one chapter where he talks about basically the power of assumption. Now, again, this is one of those things where I'm like, oh, okay, holy fuck. I 100% do that because everyone does it. Even today I did it a lot. We just assume things all the freaking time. And whether you realize it or not, that heavily affects your day-to-day life, in your relationships and everything, and your mood, because you take one little thing and you assume something about it, and you don't stop to think about all the other options that it could be, and then all of a sudden you're just in a terrible mood because you probably assumed the worst. Let's be honest, that's typically what people do. So in this book he states an example. So, quote, you're walking in the mall and you see a person you like. That person turns to you and smiles and then walks away. You can make a lot of assumptions just because of this one experience. With these assumptions, you can create a whole fantasy, and you really want to believe this fantasy and make it real. A whole dream begins to form just from your assumptions, and you can believe, oh, this person really likes me. In your mind, a whole relationship begins from that. Maybe you even get married in this fantasy land, but the fantasy is in your mind, in your personal dream. Making assumptions in our relationships is asking for problems. Often we make the assumption that our partners know what we think and that we don't have to say what we want. We assume they are going to do what we want because they know us so well. If they don't do what we assume they should do, we feel so hurt and say, you should have known, unquote. So yeah, that example was kind of a positive one because you're assuming that the person really likes you, but in a way that could lead to trouble because if they don't, then you're gonna obviously be upset by that. But yeah, there's just so many quick situations where that can happen. For example, I've sat talking with my friends and then they're telling me a story about how someone did something really whack. And I'm frowning because I'm what the fuck in my head thinking about the story. But when I tend to listen to other people talk, I don't always, like, look at them. I'll kind of, like, look around, and I'm still listening, like, intently, but I'm just looking at other things. And so if someone walked past me and I've got a frown on my face because I'm listening to this really whack story, and they happen to make eye contact with me when I'm still frowning, all they see is me frowning at them. And so they probably would make the assumption that I'm frowning at them because of something they did, or like all of a sudden it's like a personal thing, whereas it was really just coincidence that we happened to make eye contact when my face was held in that expression, if that makes sense. So that could be really, really dangerous. And so I kind of tried to think of like multiple scenarios, and then I won't just focus on one. I'll just be like, it could have been this, 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 good and bad. And then I'll just kind of leave it alone, because I know that all those things could have been a possibility. And until I know, I won't go there, because otherwise I just create like chaos in my own head. So I just thought that was really powerful. And so Don Miguel Ruiz, his solution to this is, instead of assuming, just ask a question. So if you're not sure how someone is feeling, just ask them. So instead of someone assuming that I was frowning at them because I hate them or something, they could just come and ask me. I know that's probably not likely to happen, but at least they could ask the question in their own head. Like, okay, well, why was she frowning? And then go from there and create different scenarios. But essentially that still kind of doesn't really work if you're still going to pick one of those scenarios and then be like, okay, yeah, that was it. Because until you ask and they answer it, hopefully honestly, then you won't ever know. And so you just kind of have to make peace with that, but never make a solid assumption and then take that as facts. And another thing that Don Miguel Ruiz says in his book, The Four Agreements, is we make the assumption that everyone sees life the way we do. We assume that others think the way we think, feel the way we feel, judge the way we judge, and abuse the way we abuse. This is the biggest assumption that humans make, and this is why we have a fear of being ourselves around others, because we think everyone else will judge us, victimize us, abuse us, and blame us as we do ourselves. So even before others have a chance to reject us, we have already rejected ourselves. That is the way the human mind works. Unquote. So yeah, I really find that powerful, because I personally feel like I have made the assumption that people think the way that I think or feel the way I feel about stuff, and it's caused a lot of unhappiness that is unnecessary. And once you can like learn that everyone has a different perspective on things, it makes life so much easier. Because like, I don't know, say if someone, like, I don't know, it could be something so simple, like if I'm eating food and then someone just reaches over and starts eating some of my food without asking, like to me it's like I would never do that to someone without asking, but to them it's like not a big deal. Like that's just what you do if you're like friends and someone has food, you just take it. That in their head that may be perfectly fine, but in mine I'm like, that's just not what you do. And so me thinking that everyone has that same like outlook on sharing food just pissed me off, because I'm like, what the fuck? Whereas it's like, okay, well maybe that's just normal to her, and then I could take it way differently. But yeah, it's just like minor things that creates like a bit of unhappiness or a bit of tension in relationships. So yeah, that really resonated with me, because I'm like, yeah, you can't assume that everyone thinks the way that you think, because everyone is made up of different things that they've seen and heard over their lifetime, and that's a very complex thing. So yeah, just don't assume things, essentially. Try it out. Try and catch yourself when you're assuming things about people. I find it's very common when it comes to like, say, texting or like, I don't know, just communicating with people. It's like, oh, why haven't they texted me back? And it's like, you can assume that, oh, they don't want to text me or whatever. But that person could have had the worst day of their lives, because life can change in an instant. So you don't know what they're going through when they're not able to communicate with you. They could be sitting on their couch watching TV and they don't really want to text anybody because they're just not in the mood, or they want to concentrate on something. They could be having a very important meeting, or like they could have hurt themselves and be in the hospital. Like, just so many different things. Like, so many different options. And so you just kind of, you can easily make yourself feel like shit when you assume something in a situation like that, because if you just assume like, oh, they don't want to talk to me, like, and that's it, then obviously you're going to feel bad about it. But yeah, just try and stop yourself and be like, okay, I just assumed that they don't want to talk to me, but I don't actually know. And just, time will tell, or maybe they will tell you, who knows. But yeah, I hope that bit of advice kind of helps. It's, yeah, it's all from The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. A practical guide to personal freedom. I highly recommend reading it and then reading about like the other three agreements. It's very interesting and very enlightening, and it's a pretty short read. So yeah, thank you for listening to this mini episode of my podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes coming your way. If you ever have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can also email at imanadultnowwhat@gmail.com. I'd always love to hear from you, and please subscribe and rate on your streaming platform of choice to receive updates of future episodes.